Thank you, Madam Chair. I feel embarrassed when I always have to put my flag up first. We would like to thank the presenters for their very informative reports. And it was very interesting to listen about the existing rights or the block of rights that one hopes to implement for people of African descent, as well as the last speaker's discussion regarding the DDPA and the dealing with migrants and others. The question I have, the issue of course, of seeing people of African descent and their rights as peoples, including the African diaspora, which is scattered all over the world, and their hundreds of thousands as well. The issue comes, of course, as you rightly stated, the parameters and the definitions of such people, especially when it comes to rights of determination. That is obviously something that will for a very long time be discussed. Needless to say, currently, this working group has been tasked by the UN to develop this instrument, the Declaration on the Rights of People of African Descent, which we were given an exceptionally short time span to try and do it before the end of the decade, which is next year, which is almost impossible, but we will try. So we understand the conundrum, and how one can do it is because there's no homogeneous group of people of African descent. The characters across the globe are quite different. And also the views of people around the world are quite different where it comes to that. And it's therefore it's difficult to make an all-encompassing thing, but that is an effort we will try to do. Then on the issue of migration, of course, it is very different in many countries. Some countries are sending states, other ones are receiving states. And the dynamics are quite different also, especially where it comes between documented and undocumented immigrants. Legally, of course, the treatment legally is often different between somebody that's a documented immigrant or a refugee or such, and those who are entered through other means across the borders. Just to ask, what can one do? Because needless to say, they're legally, there is quite a difference between those two groupings. How can one achieve a way to make sure that in the public eye, because in, for example, in my country, there is no legal justification for any form of discrimination, other than the fact that, you know, if you're a legal immigrant or not, because of course with legality comes the other rights you also get. But certainly when it comes to racial discrimination and others, that is very much something that is frowned upon and illegal in the state. But what can one do to ensure, especially in the areas where such undocumented people end up settling in the society, because some countries do not have camps where they place people. They sort of integrate into the society. How is it, because usually those groupings or societies where they integrate, you find already quite a lot of stresses and pressures on the local society. How can one deal with it and to make sure that that the undocumented and the societies within which they try and integrate, which of course is often societies in economic stress, that they can more easily live together whilst the documentation is being dealt with in some manner or another. Thank you very much.